Fears Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Rising rice prices and inflation are alienating the base of Philippine strongman Duterte from his main support among the poor. Conservative government in the United Kingdom has now appointed not only a minister of loneliness, but also a minister for suicide prevention. An authorized hacker program testing new U.S. military weapons was able to hack the control systems on most of them within 3 hours. Billionaire former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, has changed his political registration again. This time he's gone back to being a Democrat after more recent times as a Republican and an independent. This move seems in preparation for a run for president in 2020. A merger between giant drugstore chain CVS and giant insurer Aetna is likely to signal yet more change in the healthcare market. Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa has asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate whether contracts between insurers and healthcare systems are rigged to increase cost and coverage issues. $5.8 billion in U.K. property, particularly in London, has likely been bought with wealth of suspicious origin and likely ill-gotten gain. China has retroactively changed the law to legitimize its detention of hundreds of thousands of Muslims, admitting that these are re-education centers and not vocational training locations. The Republicans now control governor seats in both houses of state legislatures in 25 states. There is wide interest in whether or not Democratic gains will flip more state legislatures in the midterms. Democrats control 16 governorships, but are quite likely to win in Illinois, Michigan, and New Mexico, and currently leading in Florida, Nevada, and Wisconsin. Hurricane Michael made history by intensifying at a mind-boggling pace. It was a tropical depression on Sunday morning, and at the time of landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida, on the Panhandle, the storm was 1 mile per hour shy of Category 5 status. Michael was one of the four strongest hurricanes ever to hit the U.S. mainland. Facebook purged more than 800 U.S. publishers and accounts for flooding users with politically oriented content that violated the company's spam policies as clickbait, a move that could reignite accusations of political censorship. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.